My name is Alessandra Viviani. I come from the University of Siena in Italy. I'm the Vice Rector for International Relations at the University, and I'm also Professor of International Human Rights Law at the University of Siena.
You know, there are problems in the Middle East. There's radicalism and extremism and bigotry, and based on that, there are internal conflicts, violence, terrorism, and internal wars happening. What do you think could be the solution, and non-military solution, to all these problems?
To my view, the solution is quite clear. We need more education. We need to have our young people learn to respect each other, to tolerate differences, and to learn to be together and work together for a better world. I think the university and school in general, education in general, has a key role in developing such a new approach towards life, in fact. And moreover, I think the university plays a key role in forwarding, in enacing this kind of understanding by exchanging, and especially exchanging students, giving them the possibility to be with the people from different nationalities, to live for a period in a different country, and to learn to understand. Once you've got understanding, you've got everything that is needed to have peace in the world. I really think that Turkey is a very good example of the fact that you can live in a state where laicism is and tolerance are the key of your constitution, in fact. So, and it is demonstrated also by the fact that, for example, ourselves as the University of Siena, we enjoy several very important links with the Turkish universities. We work together very well. Our students love to go to Turkey to study there, and we of course receive students from Turkey. And I think you are a very good example of what a peaceful state in the Middle East could be.
As a Turkish nation, we love Italians. Very nice, educated, happy.
Well,
very beautiful people. I mean, so we would like to ally and even unite. I mean, unity. I mean, two independent countries, of course, but economically and in other aspects, that would be great, Turkey.
I think that as we are discussing in this conference, cultural diplomacy is essential, and I think that Italians and Turkish do share more things than what we think, maybe, yeah, sometimes. And I think that it would be very useful and profitable to work on these things that we have in common.
Thank you very much for this beautiful conversation. We would like to invite you to Istanbul and as our guest, and collaborate and do organizations and conferences all together.
Well, thanks for this opportunity, thanks for the invitation, and I'll make sure to accept it and come to visit your beautiful city.
Thank you very much.